Hello
Love
there.
Hope Radio.
Hello there. Good evening. It's 9:30 p.m. We're actually in the middle. I think it's about over, right, Dawn? Is that debate?
Yeah, I think so. It was going to go an hour, but it's actually been an hour and a half.
Right. Well, so far, so good. And, you know, there's no chaos or anything like that. But,
well, I'm actually kind of proud of the moderator. I'm surprised that she actually asked Biden some questions.
Well, it's not a tough question though. There's nothing there has something to do with Ukraine or Hunter Biden on it.
Right. I'm trying to think of where she asked him a question. It was something that the crime bill that he passed in the 90s or 80s. I think it's the 90s. They were talking about the 80s also, but. She was like, when President Trump brought it up and he said people are paying attention, like the people that were incarcerated because of what Joe Biden was, you know, part of passing that bill, she said, let me ask you in the context of this, what would you say to those people that were incarcerated because of the bill you passed?
Right.
Or at least she kind of like didn't go away from that question.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, the questions like the coronavirus, race relations, and anything, also handpicked by the, you know, the Democrats. Man, to me personally, I am done with the coronavirus and all this fear mongering about coronavirus and all that. And I'm also done with this racial, you know, pushing this racial hustlers that they're trying to push out there. You know, but they said that the Trump needed to score some hits because of, you know, the polls. Actually, he's behind the polls. I mean, that's what they're saying. He said that they said that his campaign is struggling. I think not. I mean, you know, look at the rally that he has, you know, has been doing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 1,000 of people lined up from like miles and 1,000 of people showing up, you know?
Yep.
And,
right.
And you know, you're going to expect me to believe that Biden's leading the poll? I mean, we've seen this before. Wasn't that Hillary was always ahead of the poll back then?
Right.
I mean, she was given, 90% of chance of winning?
That's what they said.
Against President Trump. Yeah. Spare me that. Spare me the nonsense that the media and all of them trying to portray. But so the Trump actually, you know, behind, and he trails the Biden significantly in national polls, and this is coming in, you know, less than 2 weeks before the election day.
Yeah, the election is actually in 12 days. Can you believe that? I mean, the anticipation for who's going to win. And, you know, I know, like, when President Trump won, that people were like, well, the president doesn't really run your life. But, I mean, I would say that even for the middle class people, that President Trump has done a lot. I mean, we're not rich, but we felt the difference of between Barack Obama being president and President Trump. I mean, I think we really feel the difference, and I'm thankful that President Trump is the president. I'm hoping he'll win, but only Lord knows what's best, and that's what we gotta trust and pray about it. And
Well, you know, during the debate, Trump made a good point on how he said that, you know, he would have never run for president if Joe Biden and Barack Obama did a really good job, you know, did a good job on running the country.
That's right. He did say that. He made that point. And I was like, wow. Yeah. So, I mean, like, and also one of the points that President Trump kept on talking about was how, Joe Biden is basically just a politician, right? Like, he just all talk, no action. He keeps saying that this is what he's going to do if he becomes president. But President Trump kept saying, well, how come you haven't already done it? You know?
Right.
Because, like, see, the thing is like, do you remember when President Trump tonight, he was like, why didn't you do it already? And then there was like, Joe Biden said, because the Republicans had the House.
The Congress.
And got all quiet.
Got all
seriously,
quiet. Got that,
no
like three
one was
seconds.
Talking. I mean, not even President Trump.
And then Trump
said anything.
And then Trump says, you got to talk to them, Joe. Like really, like, look, you got to talk to them, Joe.
Yeah, and then he said because that's what he had to
that's
do.
That's what he had to do to pass, to, yeah,
to pass the reverse or something to do with the crime bill. He tried to change it to become
prison
more,
reform.
Yeah, he had
yeah.
to talk to the Democrats because can you believe it? The Democrats didn't want to reform the crime.
Not
know?
All of them. Yeah, because of it's Trump's idea. That's why. They
yeah,
don't care
whatever
about
he says, they're pretty much against, you know.
Right. Well, you know, and you can see that, you know, this is the difference. I mean, like Biden trying to act like he's all like to the book in a politician and polished politician. That's how he is. I mean, they've done that for some years, you know.
Right.
But people's not looking into that. You know, he's over there looking at the camera right now, or Biden looking at the camera and goes, are you the people, you know, like that the typical presidential or politician stands, you know, and tell that he's did. And we're done with that, man. We're done with that. So all he had to do, like Trump had to do right now, is just basically just let you know, let Biden make mistakes, you know. And he did. He fumbled a couple of them earlier in the debate. You know, he didn't know what to say. He didn't know what to answer. And
ooh.
And you know, nothing is going to swing to any other side. I think that's because he keeps saying Trump keeps saying that, you know, let's, you know, kept saying to look it up to the people that look it up with Biden's records. And I think they're about done, right? Hold on a second. Let me figure out the I just cut the last part of it. Now, earlier about when they're talking about the coronavirus, I mean, they beat the coronavirus segment there. That First Lady Melania over there. Look, it's walking out to First Lady Melania going to, and here's Mrs. Biden going to, you know, hug Joe Biden. And Joe Biden's looking over there. He's probably looking at Melania. May I get to hug her? he's over there like a little kid that well, he just waved at no, he waved at Melania, but she didn't look. Yeah. He waved and. Yep. So yeah, that's it. So. Nothing. Like I said, it didn't change any. I mean, what was any anything? The highlights that you want to share? With the coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
It's.
I mean.
They
okay.
blame. They're trying to blame him from.
Of course, yeah.
The blame
they
game.
Like the normal thing. They keep on blaming President Trump for, you know, oh, he didn't want to panic the people. I mean, like the Hodge twins said, they said before, like, of course, like President Trump would not tell people, oh yeah, like everybody's going to die, even if he knows everybody's going to die, because that's going to be a mass panic. I mean, do you know what happened with like when people found out in like March of that day that it was announced that it is something to be like cautious about because like it could be deadly. Back in March, our daughter actually was at the store and I didn't know anything about this because I don't always listen to the news. And she said, I said, buy some toilet paper. And she said to me, are you serious? And I was like, yeah, go ahead. Cause we're out. Like we're almost out of toilet paper. I had no clue. Okay, people panicked and they heard you can get sick and the first thing they're like buying is toilet paper. I mean, could you imagine if he would have
Okay.
It's
so,
just like,
so basically
they're accusing
Biden,
him of that.
Well, actually, Biden's blame, you know, playing blame game, just like all the liberals and Democrats trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's saying, accusing Trump that did nothing back in January, February
yeah.
or something like that. But you can, all you got to do is look. And what happened on that January? They didn't know anything. No one knows anything about coronavirus. And it was just speculation. And that was just rumors, you know. And even that, President Trump says, we ought to shut down. We ought to not shut down the country, but we ought to shut down the travel between the United States and China. And also Europe, because they found out that there's some Chinese nationals going from China to Europe,
right?
And then Europe to United States, so they had to do that. But they called them racist and xenophobe, you know.
Yeah.
So and again, Biden's running with this gloom and doom. I am the savior from this coronavirus, you know, pandemic, and blaming Trump that if he would have acted. You know, the right way, that he would have saved a lot of people. Even Biden said that if, you know, if President Trump would have acted early, that he would have saved zero people, or he would have saved a lot of people, not zero people, though the death would have been zero, or something to that effect. But there's no way you can do that. There's no way you can save.
I mean, like, the thing is even if President Trump would have closed in December the country, they still would have said stuff because they don't like President Trump. And, I mean, flu season was just, like, March is not, like, a flu season in America. That's when it was coming around. If he would have, like, announced it during the flu season, it would have looked more deadly than it actually has shown to be, because if people really look at the numbers of, like, the amount of people dying from the flu this year, the heart attacks and things like that, it's actually those numbers have gone down, but the coronavirus has gone up because they reassigned the cause of death to coronavirus. So if he would have shut down the country back in December, for example, not shut down the country, but I mean, if he would have closed it to travel from China, they would have, he should have acted in September. Okay. Like, they would have said he should have, because you can't really satisfy people that are greedy. And those people are greedy for power. Most of the Democrat politicians. So, and in regards to that, the coronavirus, they also talked about, like, Joe Biden was like, oh, well, we will need to make sure the businesses open properly. We have a plexiglass basically all around the tables where people sitting and eating. And President Trump made a good point. I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know who our listeners are, but I mean, please try not to be greedy with other people's money.
Oh.
Because President Trump made a good point, and he had said that those business owners, plexiglass is not cheap. You're putting an
right.
extra burden on them.
Exactly.
To
and it doesn't,
open. They
it,
can't
it
do
that's
it.
That's not going to protect you from the COVID. Science, okay, they keep saying this. The whole thing with this is set up, including the COVID, race, relation, and national security, those are geared towards attacking Trump, right? Because they don't want to bring in foreign policy. They don't want to bring in, you know, what the administration of Trump have done to combat this COVID in a positive way. You know, they don't want to bring that. They want to bring in the gloom and doom of a Joe Biden that is the messiah of this whole, this, you know, that you're going to die if you don't vote for me kind of nonsense message that he's trying to portray. And also race relations. See, they brought up earlier too, like there was, apparently, Trump's shared a video of him, of some, like, people. Obviously, they said it was white people. And one of them was, like, screaming, white power. And then he deleted them, you know, because, you know, for some reason, maybe he didn't hear what the guys had to say. I'm glad that he deleted them, you know. But based on that, you're going to say an assumption that he is a racist. Just like he said earlier, that Trump said earlier, that he's the least racist person in that stage.
Yeah, actually, like he said, he's the least racist. Yeah, I was surprised because that lady, like, I mean, there's other people there, and but also President Trump said that he's done more for the black people, with
right.
the exception of perhaps Abraham Lincoln. And later on in the debate, Joe Biden called President Trump Abraham Lincoln over here. And I was like,
he misheard him.
Say
that? Yeah.
Really?
Well,
like if President Trump would have said Bob, he's going to be like, Bob over here?
See, no. Biden said selective hearing. And he thought he could attack Trump for that. That's why there was no rebuttal when Trump corrected him.
Yeah.
He was just like, and Trump had to talk slow. He was like trying to explain it to Biden, what he actually said. And Biden just sat there and go, oh, well, you know. So that was, look, that, like I said, the whole thing, these things, maybe the moderate, you know, have to look into what really went down with the crime reform, with the crime bill, what the Biden did back in the 90s, you know, and you know, they should be able to decide. Now, the Democrats that already made up their mind, they're not going to persuade, President Trump's not going to be able to persuade them to vote for him, you know. The same thing as Joe Biden is not going to be able to, like, persuade me by all of that talk. You're rolling around your bed and thinking, how are you going to get sick? You know, and it's like the message there is, like, if you vote for Trump, that you are going to die or you're not going to get a better health care than he even called Biden care. He said Biden care is going to be Biden care. He admitted that it's going to be better than Obamacare.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he said that too. He also said that why he's the nominee for the Democrats, because he was all against the nominee, 20 of them, the Democrat presidential nominees.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So right there, you know, he probably lost some votes. I mean, you know, he, like with the Bernie bros, Bernie Sanders, same thing happened back during the Hillary Clinton, when, the Bernie Sanders voters actually abandoned, you know, Hillary Clinton, you know. Now, I don't know how many, but I've seen them posting stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So the takeaway with that would be, again, nothing really, it was less chaotic compared to the other one, you know.
Yeah.
Because Trump doesn't have to debate two people.
Yeah, that was definitely a change, you know. And also, like, they brought up about immigration, about kids being separated from their parents. And President Trump tried to make the point that those weren't the parents bringing them over. They were coyotes or drug cartel. Now, what he did not say that maybe would have drove the point further, but I knew what he was talking about because we followed the story, is that President Trump was trying to say that those people, they were not really separated from their parents at the border. They were separated from drug cartel.
See,
and they were actually,
right.
They, back then, there was actually DNA testing done to see if those were the real parents, and they were not.
Right.
So how can possibly they be reunited with their parents if that was not their parents?
Right, exactly. Here's the deal. And that, again, you know, it shows that Biden's trying to get all emotional about it. You know, those 500-some kids are missing. I mean, separated from their parents. Just like Trump said, you know, that why they got separated from their parents? Or do they even know that they're, you know, that do we really know that they're real parents? Like you said.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a lot of coyotes that uses kids as a token, you know, to enter the United States.
Right, and actually, like, President Trump was trying
illegally.
To say, yeah, they, President Trump was trying to say that they don't worry because they have a good home right now. Because the thing is, if you were kidnapped, it does happen. I mean, I don't know who's listening to this, but I mean, I don't know if it ever occurred to you that those kids that was brought over here by the coyotes, not all of them, the parents paid the coyote to bring them here. They were kidnapped so that they could come into the country illegally. And they, oh, if you have a child with you, you're more likely to be given amnesty or asylum because they see, oh, poor person, because they have a child with them and they feel like the emotions of some politicians going to be swayed. And not just politicians, but people, it's going to be swayed because poor child, you know, what's they going to do? But the thing is, some of those kids were kidnapped. So what do you think, listener? Do you think that it's better for those kids to be have separated from those drug cartel or those coyotes that kidnapped them? Or to stay with them because, quote unquote, they're their parents when they're not actually their parents.
Right.
Just claiming to be their parents. In fact, some of those people, they just left the kids there. Right?
Right, exactly.
So they didn't care about the kids.
They just cared
to be able to come into the country illegally.
Well, the fact is,
it's so sad.
The fact of the matter is, Mexico is actually, you know, able to or willing to help the United States, you know, to kind of push back all the people that are trying to migrate across the Mexico, the country of Mexico.
Good.
And the border is actually helping. I mean, you can look at 85% of the 85% down actually at the border crossings. So it keeps expanding, you know, and that's what the message President Trump is trying to relay to the people. And then the moderator asked, "What are you going to do with those 525 people or kids that are separated from parents?" And he said, "We're gonna find them. We're actually trying hard to find them." See, the thing is, I don't believe that all the parents are here. I think
of
they're back in
not.
Mexico.
Well,
they
can
send them back to Mexico and let Mexico sort them out.
If they
find the kids.
But then, if the child was kidnapped, how would they? If the child was young, like 4 years old, and doesn't have their address memorized, how possibly they're gonna know where they came from?
Exactly, and then they would have to. That would fall into like human trafficking law.
The thing is, there should be like people. Adoption fees should be decreased so people can adopt those kids if need be. But the thing is, no matter what President Trump does, if there was 500 kids that they're separated, quote unquote, from their parents, which actually was not their parents, right? Because
mm-hmm.
the parents, like, and he found 499 of those parents to reunite with those kids. Guess
mm-hmm.
what? They're going to just drag on that one that didn't find that.
Right.
Rather than rejoicing over the 499 that was reunited,
okay.
It's because they don't like him no matter what he does.
So here's the wrap up on this segment. President Trump made his point by saying that they changed the law and it's a lot different now compared to what the Obama, you know, era, what they're doing to catch and release, because it's hurting, it's actually benefiting the criminals for this catch and release, you know, because it's what they do is like they set up a court date and they said come back 2 years.
Yeah.
So do you think they're going to come back in 2 years? No, they're not.
No,
so the deal is go back
to where they came from.
The deal is they're going to try to find the parents for those kids, 525 of them, actually 500 of them. They're not going to be able to find them. That's because of, they're going to have to track it to Mexico. They could either be like dead or someone would have probably pretend that that's their parents, you know?
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. and so they can gain access to, you know, to United States.
Yeah.
So that's the bottom line. The bottom line is the border is getting fixed. The illegal immigration's down and it's going to continue to get better.
Mm-hmm.
But it will not get better it'll be worse if Biden wins.
Yeah.
Because they already said that, you know, if they win, they're going to reverse all the thing that Trump did.
Yeah.
You know, they might even tear down the wall that he built. You know, I don't know. Who knows? They're crazy.
I wouldn't put anything past them. I mean, they've done so many things, the Democrats, that I never thought that anybody would do. And yet they do it. I mean, it never crossed my mind.
Right. Exactly.
All this stuff that they do. I mean, like, they impeached President Trump over something to do with a phone call to Ukraine.
Well,
that's
the next segment thing. We're going to want to talk about is the, you know, both candidates actually blaming each other or pointing each other's finger on who made money the most from the, you know, foreign countries like China and Iran and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Well documented that Biden is, you know, and his family, like, you know, Hunter Biden, you know, had a dealing with China while Joe Biden was the vice president. That's that document, right? And also there's with this Burisma with the Ukraine, you know, and this firing with this inspector or something that remember Biden says, you know, he's trying to withhold that money from Ukraine if you don't get this, you know, prosecutor fired.
Yeah.
And he said, in his words, "I'll be damned," that's what he said.
Wow.
Then he got fired. So those are well documented things. So not just Joe Biden that made money from that while Joe Biden was the vice president. Also his brothers and his son made money off of that. You know, they got rich doing that. You know, now when Joe Biden's accusing President Trump of making profit off China, those are business dealings, not being the politicians.
Right.
Those are the business thing, like he would, you know, like real estate or something like that.
Right. Like President Trump was saying about how Joe Biden, that he got money from China, like something about $10 million or something like that. And then Joe Biden accused President Trump of getting money from China. You know how?
How?
From having a bank account there and getting interest.
Wow.
So, I mean, really, like, I mean, there's one thing, like, you're kind of getting paid to play, like what Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden were doing. But then the other thing is, like, so you're saying that it's equal to, like, somebody having a bank account.
A dog's barking right now.
And getting interest. I mean, the thing is, like, also President Trump pointed out that he opened up that bank account in 2013. And before he even ran for president, he closed that bank account in 2015.
He made that point, too. He had explained that.
It was before he was a politician. It was before he was president that he did that.
Yeah, and he had explained that to Joe, and he explained that to the thing, you know, how it is. See, the thing is, you know, they're so confused. You know, it's, when it comes to, like, taxes, you know, Joe Biden says, "I gave all my tax, you know, how much I made, and you should see it."
But President Trump made a good point. You want to point that out, that good point that he
made?
No,
you can go ahead.
Okay, so here's the point. It was so good. I mean, it makes sense, too. I've never thought about it this way, but all that Russia hoax witch hunt thing going on, the Democrats spent like $48 million, and President Trump was like, "If there was something in my tax return, found it." And then guess what? He was like, "All I have to do is spend $1 million and I can find so much stuff from you, Joe."
Which is true.
Yeah.
Which is true. You know, I mean, they spend a lot of money. It's just now trying to invest taxpayers' money, trying to invest the Russian hoax.
I mean, they even found like a guy that helped run part of his campaign. They went after his taxes back to 2005, which I was like so surprised that they did that, because normally you don't have to keep your tax return infos for like more than like 7 or 10 years, especially
True.
If you have write-offs. So like, I mean, 2005 was like 15 years ago, And when this was going on, it was probably like 13 years prior. I was just like really surprised that they were able to do that.
True. Yeah. So that's it. That's what they're all the what happened today, the presidential debate. I don't know if you've seen it. You probably have. And you probably hear it from the mainstream media differently.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, like, I mean, what else was discussed? There was discussed, like, the health care.
The health care. You know, that's,
I mean,
again, gloom and doom for the Biden. And for Trump is, you know, problem solving.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
He pointed out the problem of the Obamacare. He pointed out, but, you know, this with Biden is all about you're going to die. If I care about those people that don't have insurance, it's all nonsense. To me, though.
Yeah, you know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about a very good point that President Trump made about minimum wage, because Joe Biden, he wants to talk about raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour throughout the United States. And President Trump was like, so you're telling me that an already struggling business, you're going to force it to pay minimum wage of $15 an hour, and you think that business will be able to survive, especially during this time? What did he say? He said, like, it wouldn't affect the businesses. Isn't that what Joe Biden said?
Something like that. He said something, there is nothing in history that would affect the businesses for raising the minimum wage or something like to that effect. But President Trump pointed out that, you know, you can't really do that nationally because it's different from, you know, the California to like some little town in Utah or in Minnesota or some out in the mountains and stuff. So
right.
So you can't do that.
He said it would be different in New York, yeah, compared to other places like in Vermont. I mean, the thing is like a lot of the things that President Trump talks about, I know that President Trump's trying to do good for this country, and but like, I mean, some of these things, like, compared to the Democrats, they do things that I never even crossed my mind. But when President Trump was talking today, there's like things that he brought out, like points that I never thought of, but like it reemphasized that he knows what he's doing and he knows what he's talking about, and he's trying to help the United States of America. And, you know, I don't know if you want to talk about a caller that we had the other last night. I don't know if the recording is still there, because I know that we were just our first trial, like trying out the, you know, the radio show, and like,
excuse me, yeah,
more
that was
than
some,
5 years.
But, I had to delete him.
But I was just like, he was the caller was mentioning about small government, and I was like thinking that there's a borderline. I mean, like, how small do you want to get? You don't want a president anymore in the United States? Or like, President Trump did a lot so far for trying to save America money in regards to, first of all, he put hiring freeze on federal hirings. He also said, if you're not performing your job, you are going to be fired.
Right, you shouldn't be doing the
before.
Job. You shouldn't get paid doing the job.
Yeah, and Melania Trump, like, has significantly less staff than Obama's wife, you know,
Michelle.
So, like, I mean, just with little things, with those little steps, it saves us money. But the thing is the guy said that President Trump has spent more money, like something like that, on the national budget or something like that. But the thing I wanted to say to the guy that we didn't have time to is that here's the thing. We're having a pandemic at this time. And President Trump is trying to help directly the American people, like regular people, not necessarily. I know he works with the Boeing and all that kind of stuff, the airline. I don't know all the details on that. Maybe you can share in a little bit, Fernando, about that. But what I'm seeing, though, is that, like, he wanted to have a bill, I mean, not a bill, but he wanted to be able to put out a relief package for the regular people to try to help them, right? And then Nancy Pelosi refused. She's a Democrat politician. She's the leader of the House or something. And the Speaker of the House. And she refused to sign the bill that he has. So what do you expect? He's trying to help the American people, but she's saying, no, you have to spend more money. And he's like, okay, try this one. And she's like, no, you need to spend more money. So is it really his fault if the national budget is going up? I mean, what do you want him to do? Say, forget you, American people. You're going to suffer. You know, it's not your fault that your states are poorly run by Democrats, which is happening, is that they want a bailout. The Democrat, like, almost bankrupt states like Illinois, New York, and California, they all want a bailout. And guess what? Nancy Pelosi saying, bail them out. Why? Because she's a Democrat. They're a Democrat. They don't have, like, a budget.
Right, exactly. So we got to go back. So it's post-debate that what happened. So there's a lot of people out there. I mean, it's people on the left and people on the right. People on the left, they're doing, like, fact-checking Donald Trump. And then people on the right, you know, fact-checking Biden. But, you know, I'm more concerned about Biden's lie, because I caught him. I mean, I thought he did. Biden did pretty good on, you know, being Biden, you know, being a politician Biden.
Of course.
But he's a liar. He's a, you know, he's been caught and charged in plagiarism, you know, he tried to run for president.
Yeah, that's right. He plagiarized President Trump. Whatever, like, it's been coming out, you know, like, Biden actually, like, President Trump was like, I already did those things that you're talking about that you want to implement.
Right, exactly. Now, I'm actually saying that he said something earlier that he said, quote, my son, Biden, this is Biden talking, he said, my son has not made in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China. So the fact check is there are more emails that was released today, the details of Hunter Biden's business interests in China. That's
wow.
Right. Yeah, so he's a liar, like I said. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
I know. He had so many lies, and President Trump was like, so we're going to do Russia, Russia, Russia again? Because Biden claimed that 50, not 5, not 15, 50 former CIA something are acknowledging that his son did nothing wrong. Saying, well, this is what he said. He said that the laptop that was found is part of a Russia interference.
Russia.
So that President Trump will win again. And President Trump replied, at one point during the debate, he said, if anyone wants me to lose, it's Russia and Iran. Because, see, Biden was trying to say that Russia and Iran want him to win. And he said, if anybody wants me to lose, it's Russia and Iran because I put stricter sanctions on them.
Exactly.
And that's other points, like, I haven't heard on the news.
Right. So, I mean, yeah, don't rely on the news. That's not going to be in the mainstream media. Of course not. You're not going to hear that. But the thing is with that, you really have to dig deep and, you know, find out who's telling the truth.
Yeah.
You know, because Biden will straight, just like how Clinton did, how Clinton lied. I did not have sex with that woman. You know, that kind of Bill Clinton. Biden is the worst liars of them all. You know, I mean, he'll tell you, I've never heard of that guy. Well, man, come on, man. And, you know, come to find out that he was, you know, had a picture of the guy with Hunter Biden and the guy that's supposed to be doing dealings with Hunter Biden. Don't tell me that you have never met the guy. You know, he's a liar.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, he said it was great meeting your dad. That wasn't from Russia. That was from the laptop. I mean, when emails are sent, they're saved to a server, right, Fernando? And they have a date, a timestamp.
Well, not
Am
just
right?
in the server. If it's in the cloud, yes. But
okay.
if it's in the local, like hard drive, even if you delete them, you're not actually deleting anything in your hard drive. It just compresses it to a little bit,
bit
of data.
I can see
so,
that as CSI or something
right.
like
so
that.
Right. So the data is actually, you know, like, yeah, the CSI, if you go watch CSI, they can, like, uncover
Yeah, they're like, this person
those data.
Was, like, researching about murder, and then they deleted it, but it's in a separate file.
Huh.
You know, I'm just saying, like, same thing with the emails.
Right. So, yeah. So we're going to attempt to eat and talk at the same time because we're hungry. We're about 19 minutes into our podcast, but we want to plug in our business right now. If you can go to shopaly.com, shopaly.com, you can shop. Well, you can register as a customer and earn cash back while you shop. Why not shop through us? It will help me. I have 5 children to feed.
Yeah.
And 2 dogs and 2 cats. Did I mention my cats are black and white?
One is black.
One is white.
Yeah, because see, sometimes when you say your cat is black and white, your cats are black and white, they think they mean looks like a panda. But no, we got a white cat and then we got a black cat about a year later.
That's true. That's true. So, here's what we're going to do. The rules. Actually, what was the rules on it? There's no cutting out.
I don't even think they muted the mic much.
They muted President Trump a couple of times, but not Biden.
Wow.
I like when Biden said, he looked up and he goes, looked up at the clock and goes, oh yeah, I got 2 more minutes, man. Don't get anxious.
Maybe he was reminding himself to not get anxious.
That, yeah. And he, you know, he doesn't, it looks like he was uncomfortable compared to last time.
Yeah.
You know, and also they had to remove the plexiglass between them.
Mm.
That are, you know, that both, I think both campaign agreed to remove them.
Mm-hmm.
For what reason? I don't care for the plexiglass. They can have them if they want. I don't think that would minimize anything, you know. And I don't think President Trump will, you know, he doesn't care. But I think it's had something to do with how it's the stage is set up.
There
were
some times where Biden was just laughing, like out of the blue, like he was like listening to something funny.
No, when he's because Trump, you know, well, I see things posts on Facebook that Trump's getting personal. Trump, well, yeah. I mean, what do you know, it's like that's how Trump is. Trump is like, you know, it's not like trying to get personal on you like in a way that's going to beat you up. I mean, Biden actually said that he'd like to take Trump behind the bleacher and beat him up,
when?
You know. When did he say that? That was a couple of years ago.
Hmm.
Look it up. He said that. That he wants to punch Trump.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it's in a couple of weeks, it will be voting time. Some of you probably voted already. That was, you know, early voting and such. Mail-in voting, I don't know if that's a huge thing. I think that a lot of people want to do it because they're afraid of COVID. But nationwide, I think that would become a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of, you know, post offices actually, you know, they're busy as they are right now.
Yeah.
Christmas around the corner. Well,
yeah.
Thanksgiving first.
Well, and also they have increased packages going through the post office because of the COVID. People are shopping from home.
Hmm. Yeah. Exactly. Shopping from home. Speaking of that, you should shop at shopaly.com. Register as a customer. So you can earn cash back.
Some places like Kohl's, Walmart. If you need a rice cooker, you can buy one too. Just type it in.
Rice cooker. So if you're Asian, Filipinos, go to my site, shopoly.com. Buy your rice cooker. Rice cooker in there. Fabulous rice cooker. The best rice cooker in the world.
I think later on I'm going to go to that website and I'm going to buy some shoes. Because I need some new shoes and I want to earn cash back.
Okay. Then do it.
All I got to do is type in the search bar shoes, right? Like if I want Skechers or something like that, or Puma.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Puma. You can do that. You can shop. So we're going to try to do this again, maybe, you know, over the weekend. We are going to a cruise on Saturday.
Yep.
And that is going to, it's presented by the AM 560. The Answer is one of the radio stations here in AM in the Chicagoland. And it's going to be hosted by John Anthony, I believe that's his name, from Black and Right, a host of Black and Right. And we're going to go to Lake Michigan. It'd be like a ferry boat. Is that a ferry boat or no?
A yacht.
A yacht. So it's got to be a big yacht then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, a yacht. So we're going to be in a yacht, and we're going to have some kind of food. And
think so.
Yeah. That food is a few hours.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. So it will probably be cold.
I just realized something.
What?
It's a three-hour tour.
Okay.
Isn't Gilligan's Island song about a three-hour tour? What's the likeliness that we'll get lost?
That's Lake Michigan.
I know.
Yeah. If your boat, I mean, it's probably going to stay around here in the Chicago area.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're not going to go across, like, Michigan or, you know, going through, like, Upper Peninsula or anything like that. But yeah, that's kind of funny when you say Gilligan Island. So that would be funny. I get lost in somewhere in Indiana there.
Yeah. Do you remember this bridge? There's a bridge we keep going over whenever we go to Indiana.
Right. Yeah. True.
It's like a small bridge, not the Skyway.
Yeah. So that's what's going on. And then the following week, we're going to go to the AM 560 Freedom Summit. And that's going to be in Lake Geneva.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see Candace Owens,
yep.
Charlie Kirk,
uh-huh.
and Larry Elder.
Oh, Larry Elder's going to be there too?
That's what I said. Yeah.
Nice.
The host of the Larry Elder Show.
Do we have his book?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
We like to buy books and get them signed.
We do have.
We got Dinesh D'Souza's book over there too. Michelle Malkin's book. But I'm proud of the moderator. She was pretty good, like, compared to the first moderator that there was. And the second person that, like, you know, the second debate was more like a debate between President Trump and the person wearing pink.
Right.
From the ABC or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
So he actually had three debates.
Who did?
President Trump.
Oh, yeah.
And Biden had two.
The second debate, what is it? Yeah, Trump had to debate that lady from, what is that, MSNBC? No, I don't think so. It's like
no,
NBC?
ABC.
No, Joe went to ABC.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's when he talked to the Galapagos guy. But, and I remember when he lied again, Biden lied again about fracking. And President Trump had to point it out and say, hey, You say you're against fracking, but you went to Pennsylvania and you all of a sudden you're for fracking.
Let's see. Oh, it says preview unavailable.
What is it?
Is this CNBC? I'm trying to find out what one they were on.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the thing on Twitter and saying that Joe Biden looks at his watch during the debate. And then some people were saying that, oh, man, I can't believe Biden's staff let him wear his watch on this debate stage. He just looked at it, which never looks good.
I didn't want to be there.
And he kept looking up. He kept looking up and says, I got 2 minutes. Don't be anxious.
I know.
The moderator.
You know what I was thinking?
And then he's all lost his train of thought.
Maybe he was reminding himself, or do you think he was wearing an earpiece and they were saying, don't worry, you have 2 minutes. And he was just repeating whatever they said.
Joe Biden says, I would transition from the oil industry. Yes, that's what he said. He's on the record saying that. And then Trump says, oh, that's a big statement. Lie, lie, lie. Oh, man.
Wow, yeah. It was just really something, you know. It was something to debate. I don't know. It was really weird because, like, these debates, none of them covered abortion. Did you realize that?
Do I know?
During these debates, no one covered abortion.
No.
It's like it's not even, like, a topic anymore.
Mm-mm. Because they get
because
to pick.
Because it's COVID. What's up with that?
Because they get to pick.
It.
Those are all the, what do you call the presidential debate group. I don't know what kind of group, but, they get to pick.
Wow. I don't get it.
That's why they made her a moderator. She did a good job. You know, she wasn't like, you know, after Trump and all that, but it's all the thing it's set up to for Trump to blow up. But
yeah.
He never did. He was cool, you know.
It was Savannah Guthrie.
Savannah Guthrie, yeah.
NBC.
She's a Democrat.
Yeah.
She carries water for the Democrats. Her and her husband.
You know, in an upcoming week, we're going to actually see if we can get someone that we could talk with about health and nutrition, right?
Yeah.
That would be exciting, though. Get some Q&A in, and hopefully we'll have some listeners. Do you think you can, like, broadcast that so people can listen in or something like that? You know, like, what I mean is, like, kind of, like, let people know so they can call in, like, that they'll be tuned in for that day?
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that. I mean, again, it's been a long time since we podcasted.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just kind of, again, at Blog Talk Radio, you know, they have new interface and new things. All of my jingles and songs that are downloaded into their server is actually gone. It's not there anymore.
Okay.
Even the starting jingle, saying "blum blum 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 blum" Black Show, and they go "bim bim 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 bim," you know, those things.
Yeah.
It's gone. So I'm gonna have to upload it. It usually shows up right over here.
Okay.
Or right on the other side. But that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line.
That's the bottom line. Lots of topics talked about in the debate. There was the race one. There was like, I don't know. It's just like, there was just some, you should watch the debate if you can or listen to it.
Right.
Know, recap.
So they also always, you know, they pointed out, The Hill pointed out that President Trump appears on stage sans mask while Joe Biden arrives wearing one. So, I didn't get to the very beginning of it. I missed it. So I don't know if President Trump is wearing one or what.
Well, here's the thing. I know it's not about.
Who cares? No, I'm saying that. Who cares if he's wearing one or not?
Yeah, because like, here's the thing. It's not about the debate, but it was almost like President Trump had a debate, I think, on Sunday, too, with, like, 60 Minutes interviewer. I think her name is Leslie, because he kept calling her Leslie. She was like, why didn't you just tell the people that your followers to wear a mask? And I was thinking to myself, because we don't live in Iran, and we should have a freedom to wear a mask or not. I don't know why. Like, just because you think it's going to protect people, I mean, on the mask box itself says, will not protect you. I mean, people that wear masks, they're more likely to keep touching their face to readjust the mask. And according to the science, it depends on whose science you're listening to. I mean, there's all kinds of science. There's science that supports a young Earth. There's science that supports a billions of years or millions of years Earth. There's science that says that masks work. There's science that says masks don't work. But, you know, the thing is, more science shows that masks don't work. But have you heard about that? No, because it gets covered up.
The argument is the science is, yeah, I mean, first of all, science never settled.
Right.
Because they always...
Isn't it like a theory or something
like
that?
Yeah. The thing is, some of these people are saying that the mask works. They're looking at the numbers. They're looking at it's not. They won't admit it's 100% because it's not. It can't protect you 100%.
Right.
Because if there's protect you 100%, none of us or no nurses and doctors would ever get a COVID. You know, because if it works 100%, so they're saying, well, what is it? Like, is it less than 50%? That's what it actually they're saying is less than 50%. The more you touch it or you move it around, is the less you render it less, you know, useless. Now, they're saying, okay, so it's 35%. Let's just settle to 30%. 30% of that will protect you. So they're saying, so there is a chance that they're helping you. So even if it's 25%, it should be able to help you. See, they don't see it the way we see it, though.
Yeah.
You know, because... like the lockdown, they don't see it the way I see it, because it's just like President Trump is saying that the lockdown will hurt the nation, will hurt businesses, will even hurt humanity, because there are people killing themselves for it, like depressions, divorce, bankruptcy, and all of that. For the sake of what? Saving hundreds, thousands?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, those 200,000 isn't even accurate. Because
no, you have to go in there.
Kind of death.
Exactly.
Only like
and when they say
the
when they
average.
Say cases, that means it's like you have to bring in. Are they like symptomatic? Are they positive, negative? And for those people who are positive who died, are they? You know, you got to break it down to like age group, or you got to look into their underlying illnesses.
Right.
You know.
And if you take that 6%, it's only like 12,000 people actually die from the virus out of 330 million. It's just a small fraction.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how many people died from the swine flu. Do you approximately, Fernando?
There,
was it more than 12,000?
I have no idea, but they didn't lock down anything.
The thing is, though, that
it wasn't hyped up like the hyped up coronavirus and all that. So
it's there's kids being abused because not. And like having kids around all the time. So there's just a lot of things going on other than the coronavirus.
Right.
And I think like just greedy politicians want to keep their states locked down so that they can get a bailout from the government, and they're going to hold out and they're waiting till the election to see what's going to happen.
All right. So we have about like a minute left. So I want to take this opportunity to thank everyone. Thanks be to God for allowing us to be here. Did you hear that? That's 60 seconds. That same lady sounded like 10 years ago.
Wow.
That's 60 seconds. So hopefully next time, I don't have a setup schedule yet, but I would like to have a setup schedule so people can, you know, familiarize what things that we talked about and, you know, what we believe in and also who we are, what do we represent and all that. So I would like to, what do you have to say? I would like to say goodbye and thanks to you all. What do you like to say?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for stopping by, listening to us in our podcast. Don't forget to visit Shopaly, Shopaly.com. Register as a free customer, and you can get exclusive products, or you can shop at thousands of stores like Home Depot, Kohl's, Walmart, and others, and earn cash back. Thanks for your time and for listening.